Service Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, brings you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Ray Milland and Dorothy McGuire in Gentlemen's Agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have another of our 20 greats, Laura Z. Hobson's Gentlemen's Agreement. The 20th Century Fox film based on this exciting novel won 3 Academy Awards and was acclaimed the best motion picture of 1948. And as our stars of Gentlemen's Agreement, we have Ray Milland and in her original role, Dorothy McGuire, who will join me later for a preview of A Man Called Peter, a new 20th Century Fox picture starring Richard Dodd and Gene Peters. But right now, here's our good friend, Ken Carpenter. One of Gentlemen's Agreement, starring Ray Milland as Phil and Dorothy McGuire as Kathy. New York City, headquarters of the celebrated magazine, Smith's Weekly. In the editor's office, John Minifee has welcomed an old friend.
Finding your way around town all right, Phil?
Well, almost.
Good. Mother and kid like New York, huh?
Yes, and they like the apartment, too. Thanks.
Good. How is your mother, Phil, and the boy?
No, they're both fine, Mr. Minifee.
Yeah. The boy, does he miss his mother?
Well, Tommy's 10 now. It's 6 years since Helen died. I don't think he remembers it too well.
Yeah. Well, now, what about tonight? You didn't give me an answer yet, you know.
Thanks, but some other time, maybe.
Nonsense. I won't ask you another time. Just a few friends coming over.
I thought you brought me to New York to do some writing.
And I did. Now, you get good and comfortable, because I'm going to talk to you about it for about an hour, maybe 2 hours. So, I've had an idea. An idea. I hate introducing people. Anyway, Phil, I've saved the best for last. Kathy, this is Mr. Green, my niece, Miss Lacey.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Sit down, Mr. Green.
Yeah, sit down. I'll bring you a cocktail.
Well, Mr. Green, I haven't read everything you've written, but what I have has been, well, very exciting. Exciting and honest.
Thank you.
You mind telling people what you're writing now?
Let me tell you. I've asked Phil to do a series on anti-Semitism.
Oh.
I've been wanting to do it for some time.
Well, do I get a credit line?
You?
Yes, don't you remember? I was the one who suggested it.
Why, sure. I knew somebody was after me, but I forgot who. Here's your drink, Phil. You know, I'm always stealing ideas without knowing.
You know, it's funny, Miss Lacey.
Hmm.
You suggesting the series.
Is it? Why?
No. Lots of reasons.
You make up your mind too quickly, Mr. Green. About women, anyway. I saw you do it as soon as you sat down.
Oh, it's that apparent, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm a little too well-bred, artificial, a trifle absurd. Typical New York, hmm?
No, I didn't have time for all that.
Oh, though. Yes, you did. I even left out a few things, such as...
Look, I give up, Miss Lacey. You win.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you some more. I'm divorced. I work. Mm-hmm. I help run a nursery school.
Oh, what else?
Do you want just anything?
Just anything.
Well, I'm supposed to be
dinner.
A very good husband.
Hey, Phil, dinner.
Come along, Mr. Green.
All right.
Well, Phil, have a nice time at the Minifees last night?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Mom. Very nice. Hey, Tommy, you'll be late for school.
Pop, what are you going to write about this time?
Mr. Minifee wants me to do a series on anti-Semitism.
Oh? You don't sound very enthusiastic.
I'm not.
What's anti-Semitism?
Well, it's when some people don't like other people because they're Jews.
Why? Are they bad?
Well, some are, sure. Some are not. Just like everybody else.
But why don't some people like Jews?
Well, you see, Tom, some people hate Catholics and some hate Jews.
And no one hates us because we're Americans.
Well, no, it isn't quite that thing. You see, one thing is your country, like America or France or Germany, but the other thing, well, that's religion. like the Jewish or the Catholic or the Protestant religion. You see, religion hasn't anything to do with country, do you get it?
Uh-huh. Well, see you tonight, Pop. Bye, Grandma.
Yeah. You know, that kid's gonna wreck me yet.
Still, about the assignment. You're disappointed?
Yes, I am. I wanted to work on something I'd know people would read.
You mean there's enough anti-Semitism in real life without people reading about it?
No. But what can I say that hasn't been said before?
Maybe it hasn't been said well enough. If it had, you wouldn't have had to try to explain it to Tommy just now. It would be nice sometime not to have to explain it to kids.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I'm surprised, Phil, happily surprised. I thought you were going to refuse the assignment. What changed your mind?
Oh, a couple of things, Mr. Minifee.
You know, I may put that niece under contract. Inspiration department.
Well, wait a minute. Now, it wasn't Kathy. It was my kid. I tried to explain it to him this morning, and it was kind of tough. Anyway, I want to do the series. Now, I'll need your research department facts and figures.
I don't want facts and figures, Phil. I don't need you for that. I want an angle. Some dramatic device to humanize it, to get it read.
You don't want much. You just want the moon.
Well, there's much more to this than just the crackpot angle. Forget the extremist. It's the wider angle I want to get at. Go to the source.
Yeah, all right. I'll knock it around.
Before you go, you don't happen to want Kathy's phone number, do you?
Region 70493. We're having dinner. I always like to go to life of the source, you know?
For you, Phil. Telephone.
Okay.
He'd be right here, Kathy. I wish you'd get him to take you out to dinner again. He's not fit to live with.
Oh, still no angle for a series.
Well, he keeps working, but here he comes.
Oh, stop conspiring. Hiya.
Hi. You sound like an unhappy writer.
I just wish I were dead, that's all.
Nothing on paper, hmm?
Not the syllable.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Well, I told you. If you don't call, I just keep wondering why, so it works out as an interruption either way.
How many interruptions do you want?
Well, I'll thank you to call me 5 or 6 times. It's your fault I'm in this jam.
I'll remember that. Goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Phil, isn't it always tough at the start?
Sure, it's always tough, but never like this. I've tried everything, Ma. You know, it's like beating your head against a concrete... Ma. Hey, Ma, what's the matter?
I don't know. I feel so bad. Phil.
You're sure it's not serious, Doctor?
There's nothing at all to worry about, Mr. Green. People with hearts outlive everyone else if they take care. Just keep your mother in bed for a few days.
Phil?
Go on in. I know the way out. I'll stop by tomorrow.
Thank you. Everything okay, Ma?
Stop looking like Hamlet. I feel wonderful. Where's Tommy?
I sent him to the drugstore.
Poor little kid. I must have scared him to death.
Well, what do you think you did to me?
Phil, haven't you had enough for one day? Please don't try to work anymore.
Look, I'm through trying. As a matter of fact, I've decided to phone Menifee. There's a certain virtue in knowing when you're licked, Ma.
Why are you licked?
I just can't find the angle.
But you got the angle before. Every article you ever wrote, the right angle's got in somehow.
But I didn't beat my brains out looking for them. When I wanted to find out about a scared guy in a jalopy, I bought some old clothes and a broken-down car and took Route 66 myself. I lived with the Yokies. I ate what they ate. I found the answer in my own guts, not somebody else's.
Yes, Phil. That's right.
And the coal mine series. I worked in a mine. I slept in a shack. I didn't try to dig into a coal miner's heart. I was a miner. And that's why I... Hey, Ma. That's it. That's the angle. It's the only way.
What's the only way?
I'll be Jewish. Well, All I gotta do is say it. Nobody knows me around here. I can just say it. I can live it myself for 6 weeks, 6 months, however long it'll take. That's it, Ma. It's a cinch.
The best medicine I could have.
Look, will you keep my secret if you meet anybody?
You're Jewish. I am too, I guess.
I gotta make a phone call right away.
Why don't you ask Kathy to come over here?
How'd you know I wasn't gonna phone Menifee?
Oh, dope. Nobody phones an editor with that look on his face.
Your apartment's beautiful. Now, tell me about your mother.
Oh, she's much better. She's sleeping. Now, let's have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just some sherry.
Mm, you are still not telling me the angle. You sounded so excited on the telephone.
You know, it's funny. I thought I'd spill it the minute you got inside the door.
Mm, it really must be something to get you like this.
Well, there'll be stumbling blocks, but I don't care. Mm. But I'll lick them when I get to them. And I... Say, you really don't want any sherry, do you?
No.
Well, neither do I. Oh, Kathy. Don't say anything. Just let me kiss you.
Phil, please.
Kathy.
Oh, I'm just trying to think.
But, I mean, marriage can be such a good way to live. Mm. All these years I've been hoping.
I've kept hoping, too. But when you... made a mistake once, like I have.
Oh, are you afraid? I mean, you're not sorry. Mm. I mean, about Tommy.
Oh, Phil, I'm glad. It's almost as if my marriage hadn't been wasted, as if I had a son growing up for me. No, darling, I'm not afraid.
Find an angle, Phil. When do you start?
Well, what's wrong with right now?
I'll get you an office with the secretary. Oh, about the secretary, she'd have to know, wouldn't she?
Why would she have to know? As far as she's concerned, I'm Jewish.
Of course. Well, now, how about lunch? Chance to meet some of the staff. And Irving Wiseman is lunching with us. It might be good for you to know him.
Big industrialist, isn't he?
Yeah, come on. You'll like him a lot. Sorry we're late, boys. Sorry, Irving. It's Phil Green, Irving Wiseman.
Mr. Wiseman?
Lou Jordan, our personnel manager.
How are you?
Joe Tingler, our photographer. And Bert McCartney, layouts. And last, as a kind of a dessert, Phil, this is Ann Detry, our fashion editor. She eats men alive.
Well, thank you.
So you can sit next to her.
Thank you again.
Well, boys, Mr. Green is, gonna do a series for us on anti-Semitism.
Really, John? Another one? I think it's a very bad idea.
Oh, why?
Because it'll only stir it up more. I say let us handle the problem our own way. We know from bitter experience the less talk there is about it, the better.
Sure. Pretend it doesn't exist, huh? Keep silent. Let the rabble-rousers do all the talking, huh? No, sir. We're going to call a spade, and I think it's high time and a fine idea.
So do I.
You sound pretty hot about it, Mr. Green.
I feel pretty hot about it. And I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that I'm Jewish myself.
Waiter, how about some service over here, huh? Nice going, Phil.
I'm your secretary, Mr. Green, Elaine Wells.
How do you do?
May I come in?
Of course. Now, the first thing I want to do is write a lot of letters. They'll go to clubs, resorts, interviews for jobs, apartments for lease, applications to medical schools. I've got a whole list here somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll write each letter on blank stationery and send two to each address.
Two?
Yeah. One of them I'll sign Skylar Green and the other Philip Greenberg. Yeah, just so there'll be no doubt about it.
I changed my name, Mr. Green, did you?
No. Green's always been my name. What was yours?
Wolofsky. Estelle Wolofsky. I did exactly what you're doing. I wrote the same firm two letters. I sent the Elaine Wells one after they said there was no opening to Estelle Wolofsky. And I got the job, too. Do you know what firm that was? This firm, Smith's Weekly.
Does Mr. Menifee know about this?
Oh, no. That's Mr. Jordan's department, personnel. Oh, is this the list I'm to write to, sir?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes. Now, if you'll get your book, I'll start dictating the letters. Well, Doctor, how's my mother?
Your mother can be up and about tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine. That's wonderful. Oh, Doctor, would you mind if I had to see a good internist just to be on the safe side?
Well, not at all. I'd suggest you take her to Mason Van Wyck.
Well, one of my friends recommended a Dr. Abrams.
Abrams?
Yeah, Jacob Abrams, Mount Sinai Hospital. Isn't he any good?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. He's completely reliable. Not given to overcharging the way some do.
You mean the way some doctors do, or the way some Jewish doctors do?
Well, I suppose some of us do it, too, not just the chosen people.
Yeah. Well, if Abrams doesn't impress me, I'll try Dr. Van Wyck. I have no special loyalty to Jewish doctors simply because I'm Jewish myself.
No. No, of course not, sir. Well, good evening, Mr. Green.
And instead of having dinner in some restaurant, you'll just have to resign yourself to my cooking.
I am delighted, Kathy.
Sit down. It's all a trap. I want to talk to you.
Just talk, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not one bite to eat till you tell me your angle. Darling, do you realize I still don't know? Theo, tell me.
Well, it's really very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let everybody know I'm Jewish, that's all.
Jewish? But you're not, Theo. Are you? Not that it would make any difference to me, but you said I'm going to let everybody know as if you hadn't before and would now, so I just wondered. Theo, how well, you're annoyed with me.
No. No, I was just thinking.
Well, it's just that you caught me off guard.
You don't think much of the angle, do you?
Oh, I do, darling. It's just that, well, I think it'll mix everybody up. People won't know what you are. Of course, after the series, they'll know, but even so, it will keep cropping up, won't it?
All right, let it crop up.
Be out of my head. Leonard is right. Who cares? Now, tell me some more.
Well, to begin with, you have to promise not to give me away. No exceptions. Okay?
Okay. What about the people at the magazine? Won't they talk?
Well, no. They're not in on it. Only Mr. Menifee.
And the rest all think you're Jewish?
Look, Kathy, if this thing is going to work, the only chance is to go whole hog.
Of course, I hadn't really seen it before.
Well, I didn't mean to be so sharp just now. I'm sorry.
Dinner?
Fine.
Like a brandy, Phil? Can I get some more coffee?
No, thanks. I think I'd better be getting along.
Oh, so soon?
Well, I want to look in on Ma before she gets to sleep.
Of course.
Mighty fine dinner, Kathy. I'll call you tomorrow sometime.
All right.
Good night.
Oh, just a buzz for the elevator. Good night, Phil.
Going down, sir?
Hmm? Oh, no thanks. I forgot something. Kathy.
Oh, darling. Darling, what are we doing? What are we doing to each other?
I couldn't go away, not like that. Oh, it's my fault, Kathy. I'm always weighing and judging. I'm such a solemn fool.
But I should have said your idea was fine right away, and it is, darling. Wonderful.
I don't know what happened. I just felt insulted, and I couldn't let you off. I couldn't make it any easier for you.
And all through dinner, I kept trying to reach you to tell you how sorry I was, and I couldn't. Oh, I wanted you so to come back.
I did come back, darling, and please, please let me come back, Audrey.
Act two of Gentleman's Agreement in just a moment. Here's Francis Scully with a hint about what's new in movies.
20th Century Fox has one that's new and exciting, Ken. It's Untamed, starring Jerome Power, Susan Hayward, and Richard Egan.
Well, with a cast like that, I'd say it's off to a flying start.
Oh, this one's a real thriller. It's about the pioneers who established the Dutch Free State in South Africa.
Well, those Dutch settlers had their hands full with the Zulu tribes, didn't they?
Oh, they certainly did. Some of the most exciting scenes are the ones showing the Zulus attacking the wagon trains carrying the settlers. Incidentally, thousands of real present-day Zulus, now tamed, I might add, were used in filming those scenes. They were photographed right in South Africa.
Well, I can just imagine what they'll be like in CinemaScope and Deluxe Color. Untamed looks like it'll interest everybody. Plenty of action, and Tyrone Power and Susan Hayward to provide the romance. Good night, Francis.
Good night, Ken.
Right now, I have news of a Lieber Brothers contest that should interest every woman. The prizes are beautiful, beautiful minks, $150,000 worth. This is the second week of the contest, which runs for a month. And each week, 3 mink coats, 18 mink cape stoles, and 80 mink scarves will be given away. Each contest is a separate one, so enter every week, and as many times as you'd like each week. Just complete the statement, "I like Lux soap because," in 25 additional words or less. Your answer might be, "I like Lux soap because it's so mild and gentle." But to use your own words and give your own reasons. Send your answer with any 3 Lux toilet soap wrappers to Lux Contest, Box Number 1, New York 46, New York. Get an entry blank and the complete contest rules at your grocer's, or use a blank piece of paper. Be sure to send 3 Lux toilet soap wrappers with each entry. Entries for this week's contest must be postmarked no later than midnight, March 19th. That address again, Lux Contest, Box Number 1, New York 46, New York. Now our producer, Mr. Cummings.
Act 2 of Gentleman's Agreement, starring Ray Milland as Phil and Dorothy McGuire as Kathy. A few days have gone by, and Philip Green, posing as a Jew, is finding it a simple matter to get the evidence he's looking for.
And you can type out those notes tomorrow, Miss Wales. It's pretty late.
Mr. Green, is it true about Mr. Minifee? I mean, about the help-wanted ad he's running in the newspapers?
Yeah, it's true, all right.
You told him about me?
Yes, I did. From now on, every help-wanted ad will contain one sentence in big type. Religion is a matter of indifference to this office. He was a rather angry man, Miss Wales.
But, Mr. Green, Well, you don't want things changed around here, do you? I mean, well, just let them get one of the kikey kinds in here.
Now, look, Miss Wales. Words like yid and kike make me kind of sick no matter who says them.
Well, I only said it for a type.
What do you mean by type?
Well, loud and... You know as well as I do the sort that starts trouble and the sort that doesn't, like you and me.
You mean because we don't look especially Jewish? Because we're okay Jews?
I didn't say that.
I hate anti-Semitism, Miss Wales, and I hate it when it comes from you just as much as I hate it from a Gentile.
Me? Why, Mr. Green?
I'll see you tomorrow, Miss Wales. I'm going home.
Hi there.
Oh, hello, Miss Deirdre.
How can you stride down the hall with such energy at the end of the day?
I'm bushed. By the way, assuming I'm my vital young self again by tomorrow night, I'm giving a party. Can you come?
Oh, thanks. I'd like to. May I bring my girl?
Well, sure you can bring your girl. How's the series coming?
Well, it's coming.
Good. Just don't let it interfere with tomorrow night.
Well, darling, how'd you like it? Anne's party.
I like this best of all. I've got you alone now. You don't have to rush home, do you, Phil?
Uh-uh. What about Anne? Do you like Anne?
I hate her. She's much too fond of you.
Jealous? Oh, that's wonderful.
Darling, I've got news for you. We're going to another party. I telephoned my sister from Anne, and Phil, Jane's just aching to meet you, and they're giving a big party for us on Saturday.
Fine.
Phil, won't we have to let Jane and Harry in on it? I mean about you.
But, Kathy, if I'm going to keep it a secret,
but
I...
to be that inflexible. Now, darling, don't be angry, but I did tell Jane.
Oh. What'd she say?
Oh, she thought it was the cleverest way in the world to do research. Oh, you'll love her. Harry, too.
You made them promise not to say anything.
Well, I wouldn't tell them to, until they had. All Jane asked was that you skip the whole thing for the party, and I said
you
that
said
I...
no. You said he won't skip the whole thing for the party.
No, I didn't. I said I'd ask you.
You mean you think I should?
Oh, darling, why do you always lose your sense of proportion whenever the subject comes up? You know how those suburban groups are, Connecticut, Claremont. Well, it would just start a whole mess for Jane and Harry, and for nothing.
And if it were a mess for something?
But still, you're not Jewish. It'd just ruin the party for Jane. Why can't I make you see that? I know I promised, no exceptions, but it just seems so silly to start a thing for her up there when it's not true.
Well, why not tell Jane just to call the party off?
No, Phil. And besides, if we were to use my house up there next summer...
Your house?
Yes, it's not far from Jane. And it will be our house, dear. It'd make... Well, it'd just make a...
A thing, a mess, an inconvenience.
Well, it would.
For Jane and her husband, or for you, too?
I'd be so tensed up, I wouldn't have any fun either. Phil, if everything's going to be so edgy and solemn, I
think I'd better go now. Good night, Kathy.
Why can't I make you see that? I know I promised, no exceptions, but it just seems so silly to start a thing for her up there when it's not true.
Well, why not tell Jane just to call the party off?
No, Phil. And besides, if we were to use my house up there next summer...
Your house?
Yes, it's not far from Jane's. And it will be our house, dear. It'd make... Well, it'd just make a...
A thing, a mess, an inconvenience.
Well, it would.
For Jane and her husband, or for you, too?
I'd be so tensed up, I wouldn't have any fun either. Phil, if everything's going to be so edgy and solemn, I
think I'd better go now. Good night, Kathy.
Phil, telephone, Phil.
If it's Kathy, Ma, tell her I'll...
Phil, it's Dave, Dave Goldman.
Dave, I thought he was in Europe. Where is he?
Give me that phone. Hello?
Don't you ever get up in the morning?
Dave, oh, this is wonderful. Where are you?
LaGuardia Airport. Just got in. And I haven't had breakfast.
Well, grab a cab and get right over here. Same address is in my letter, okay?
Be right there.
Wonderful.
Yackety-yackety. Phil, for heaven's sake, let the poor fellow eat his breakfast.
Look, he's had breakfast every day, but I haven't seen him for 4 years.
Oh, it's wonderful, Dave. I mean what you said about bringing Carol and the kids.
Well, what do you do, Dave? I mean, when you get out of the Army, have you got a job lined up?
Oh, big job. Best break I ever had. Furman, Connecticut. Got to find a place to live up there.
Gonna spend my term and leave just concentrating on getting a house for us.
We'll find something if we have to use dynamite.
Meantime, you stay here.
Oh, now, wait.
Now, no arguments. You're talking to a civilian now.
Well, boys, don't settle all the problems today. Save a couple for tomorrow.
Don't worry, Mrs. Green. Well, come on now. Give.
What do you mean, give?
The series you're doing. What's it all about?
Oh, we'll get to that later.
Hey, what's eating you, Phil? You expect me to call? You keep looking at the phone.
Ah, is that obvious, huh? Well, I had a scrap with my girl. I guess I want her to be the one to phone. As for the series, well, I'm doing work on anti-Semitism with a special angle.
That's interesting.
Oh, fine. That's interesting. Phil, it's just that, well, I'm on the sidelines in anti-Semitism. It's your fight, brother. Okay, I get it. Now, listen. I don't care about the Jews as Jews. Sure, they're my people, but I don't care. It's the whole thing, not just the poor, poor Jews. What's the special angle you've got? Oh, I'm saying I'm Jewish. And it works.
Why, you fool, and it's working.
Too well, having my nose rubbed in it.
Yeah, I can guess. You're not insulated.
You mean you can get indifferent to it?
No, but you're telescoping a lifetime problem into, what, a few weeks? It just concentrates. It makes it hurt more. Now, what about your girl?
Oh, just one of those things, I guess. You know, after 6 years, you sort of lose the instinct for marriage.
Oh, baloney. Go on and call her. So you're right and she's wrong. So what?
Okay, maybe I will.
And wish me luck. I'm off to start house hunting.
Look, call me at the office at 5:30. I'll phone Kathy and I'll get a hold of Ann Detry. She's a girl that works in the office. And we'll have a big celebration dinner.
Okay.
Say, can you imagine what it's going to be like? Being married again? And you and Carol here, all of us together again? How about that?
Well, first I gotta get a roof over Carol's head. I'll call you, Phil. 5:30.
Okay. But where are you, Kathy? I've been trying to call you all day.
I'm at my sister's, Jane. I came up to have it out with her. I couldn't call you until I fixed everything up. And, oh, darling, I was wonderful. I said all the things you would have wanted me to say. Phil. Why can I make myself clear to Jane and Harry when it's you I want to be clear with?
Oh, because I'm so hard to get along with, baby. Like I told you, I can be such a solemn fool.
Nothing. Well, the party's tomorrow. Take the 3 o'clock train. I'll meet you at the station. Oh, darling. I can breathe again. I wish it were tomorrow.
So do I. Oh, I love you, Kathy.
I love you, Cleo. More
than ever. Kathy? Oh, there you are. Darling, about Phil, he's simply wonderful.
Ah, I knew you'd like him, Jane. Where is he?
In the house. Oh. Surrounded. Say, can he charm them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you like the party?
It's just like I hoped it would be. Incidentally, aren't the Bascom coming?
Oh, didn't I tell you, dear Joe called? He's got that awful arthritis again.
Oh? Well, what about the Howards and the Burlicks?
They make me so mad. At the last minute, they decided to go to Hot Springs. I thought I'd mentioned it.
Jane, look. I'm in this thing just as deeply as Phil.
Darling, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. The guests, our friends. You made sure, didn't you? That just the safe ones would be here.
Kathy, you're mad.
Maybe I am. Well, I'm going in and get Theo.
Kathy?
No, don't be alarmed, darling. I'm just going to take him over to see the cottage. I want him to see it before it gets dark. Well, darling, here it is. The house.
Oh, it's lovely, Kathy. Hey! Aren't you supposed to carry me across the threshold or something?
That's only if you refuse to marry me, in which case I just throw you in. Well.
You did this all by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Every bit of it. Phil, about Tommy. You think he'll like it here?
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll be crazy about it. Tell me, did you live here long?
I never lived here.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's hard to explain. I love this house. Deeply. I started to build it when things first began to go wrong between Bill and me, and I poured all my hopes into it. When it was finished, I knew I couldn't live here with someone I didn't really love.
But, after the divorce...
No. I just stay at Jane's, and I come over here and poke around at the curtains and sit a while. But now, oh, Phil, you and I were going to be so happy here. This house, and I, we've been waiting for you. I was always waiting for you, I think.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, are you sure? You're really sure?
Oh, darling.
Then why can't we get married now?
Oh, I want to, Phil. But could we make it just a little longer? I have a job, you know. I should give them some notice. 2 weeks, dear. Is that too long?
Much too long, darling. Much too long.
Hey, Kathy, come on. We're going to be late for the theater. Loads of time. Look at the man, like an old married couple. And 2 days before the wedding.
Mrs. Emily, where's the honeymoon taking place, or is it a secret?
Oh, it's a big secret. We're going to Flume Inn. You know it?
Flume Inn?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
What's the matter with Flume Inn?
Well, it's restricted, that's all.
Restricted? No Jews, huh?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I didn't realize when I sent the wire.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. It's not your fault.
Anne, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
But they confirmed the reservations. I'm not going to let them off the hook.
Darling, we can go to the cottage. We won't even have to tell Jane we're there.
Oh, sure. Sure. We can always go somewhere.
I'll get it. Those nasty little snobs aren't worth fretting over.
There must be something to do besides just accepting this.
Hello? Yes, dear?
You can't pin them down,
what?
Phil. They never say it straight out or put it in writing.
Phil, the phone. It's Tom, and he sounds frightened.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tom. What's up? Tom, listen. The medicine's in the cabinet. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
What happened?
I don't know. Ma, another attack, I guess. I'll get a cab.
Wait, Phil. I'm going with you. Darling, cheer up. Your mother's much better this morning. And postponing a wedding isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, I suppose
it isn't. Just a week. Two at the most, Dr. Abrams said.
Well, if you're going to postpone the wedding, I... guess I won't be here.
Dave.
What are you talking about? Well, I can't abandon my family forever, and I can't find a place to live, so I'm licked. But that means your job, your whole future. You know why I can't get a house to live in.
Oh, Dave, I think it's terrible.
I phoned Carol. I told her I'd give it one day more, but... So what's the matter with you? I'm going up to Flume Inn.
What for, Phil?
You're wasting your time. There must be a time once when you fight back. I want to make them look me in the eye and then do it. I want the satisfaction. I can't explain it, but I want to do it for myself.
But still, people like that who restrict a place, they're nothing more than...
Let him do it, Kathy. You have to face them once. They're more than nasty little snobs, Kathy. You call them that and you can dismiss them. It's too easy. They're persistent little traitors to everything this country stands for, and you have to fight them. Anyway, I'm going.
Phil, please.
I'll be back late this afternoon.
In a moment, Act 3 of Gentleman's Agreement. Ladies, I feel sure you've never seen anything quite so exciting as the way new Rinso Blue washes all your white clothes whiter. That's right, your sheets, your towels, your pillowcases, even nylon things wash whiter. It's a truly remarkable performance. And here are the facts behind it. New Rinso Blue is the new sky blue detergent that actually blues as it washes, right in your washing machine. And here's more exciting news. New Rinso Blue does a grand job on colored washables, too. Gets out the grimiest dirt, even from heavily soiled work clothes. you'll call New Rinso Blue the most wonderful detergent you ever used. Now remember, ladies, if your present detergent doesn't blue as it washes, it's obviously doing only half the job. Switch to remarkable New Rinso Blue soon, won't you? It washes whiter because it blues as it washes. And that's unconditionally guaranteed by Lever Brothers. We pause now for station identification.
WRCA, WRCA-FM, New York.
The curtain rises on Act 3 of Gentleman's Agreement, starring Ray Milland as Phil and Dorothy McGuire as Kathy. A few hours later, at the exclusive Flume Inn, Phil Green presents himself at the registration desk.
I have a reservation for a double room and bath today through Thursday.
What name, please?
Green. Philip Green.
Oh, yes, Mr. Green. Oh, boy, Mr. Green's luggage?
There's just one thing.
Yes, sir?
Is this hotel restricted?
Well, I'd hardly say it was restricted.
Oh, then it's not restricted.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Mr. Adams, perhaps I can help Mr. Green. I'm the manager, Mr. Green.
Oh, good.
In answer to your question, may I inquire, are you... that is, do you follow the Hebrew religion yourself, or you just want to make sure?
I asked a simple question. I'd like to have a simple answer.
Well, you see, we have a very high-class clientele and, naturally...
Then you do restrict your guests to Gentiles.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Green, but in any event, there seems to be some...